Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for January 20th, 2021. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. With unique features like RCS messaging and a handy web client, Google Messages has become an essential SMS and MMS app for a lot of people on Android. It seems, though, that later this year, Google intends for its Messages app to stop working on uncertified Android devices. For a device that runs the Android operating system to be formally considered an Android, it needs to go through Google's certification process ahead of its release. Certified devices are allowed to come with Google's suite of apps pre-installed, including critical ones like Google Play Services. It was once possible to manually install those Google apps on uncertified Android devices. That is until 2 years ago when Google began preventing uncertified devices from even logging into a Google account. Broadly speaking, Google Messages has been irrelevant to the conversation of uncertified Android devices, as the app is not pre-installed on most hardware out there and must instead be installed via the Google Play Store. However, this seems to not be the case for much longer. With the Google Messages 7.2 beta rolling out now via the Play Store, a new notice has been added to the app's code. Simply put, if your phone is an uncertified Android device, you'll lose access to the Google Messages app starting on March 31st. While uncertified Androids are generally rare for the average person to find, there are a few notable examples, such as a newer device from Huawei with Google Play Services sideloaded. One potential reason for the change is the addition of end-to-end encryption to Google Messages. Last year, when Google reiterated that Huawei device owners shouldn't sideload Play Services onto their phones, they emphasized that uncertified devices have not had their security verified. Therefore, encrypted messages on those devices could potentially be compromised. On the 1st of this year, Google Cloud Print shut down after 10 years, an associated capability that lets users print a PDF copy of a web page and have that file automatically upload to Google Drive has also supposedly been deprecated. However, the feature is now living on in the Save to Google Drive Chrome extension. When printing a page, Google's print dialog has long offered two options that don't involve a physical printer. Save as PDF stores a local copy, while the Save to Google Drive destination takes that file and automatically puts it in Google Drive. With the deprecation of Cloud Print, Google announced that the latter option, which provides a streamlined workflow, has also been removed from Chrome. As an alternative, the company's migration documentation just told users to save the PDF and manually upload to drive.google.com or the desktop apps using backup and sync or Drive File Stream. However, this feature is now going to live on through the Save to Google Drive Chrome extension. That tool was updated to version 2.31 just last week with bug fixes, and it allows for the printing of the current page from Google Chrome to Google Drive as a PDF. Once installed, Save to Drive will appear in the Print Destination dropdown for a workflow that's unchanged from before and still natively active today. Google now lists this alternative on the main help document detailing how Cloud Print is no more. This Chrome extension also lets users save links, images, and other media. Naturally, one of our favourite streaming devices available today is the $49 Chromecast with Google TV. However, since the device launched in September, quite a few users have run into a problem with the Chromecast crashing and showing a can't load Android system, your data may be corrupt screen. Here's how to fix that though if it happens to you. Unlike previous Chromecast releases, the new Google TV version runs on top of an Android-based operating system. That comes with a ton of advantages, but it also leaves the device subject to some errors that can happen with Android. In this case, that's with an uncommon issue where the operating system crashes and is unable to reboot properly. This doesn't happen very often, but it seems to be an unfortunately common problem for those with the Chromecast with Google TV. Looking around the likes of Twitter, Reddit, and Google's own support forums, there are plenty of examples of users who are affected by this problem. Reports can be easily found as far back as November 2020, as well as this very month. It doesn't seem like updated software builds or the date of the hardware production has any role in causing this issue though. In any case, this error results in the system putting up a blue and black error screen that says the Chromecast with Google TV can't load Android system and that your data may be corrupt. It's a daunting screen for anyone who hasn't encountered it before, but thankfully there are some very easy workarounds. The most common mistake when trying to fix this issue is trying to use the remote included with the Chromecast. When any Android device goes into this state, it effectively cuts off everything else connected to it. On a phone, that means wireless accessories and the touchscreen are inoperable. On Chromecast with Google TV, it means the remote doesn't work, though you wouldn't get that based upon the error message shown. To navigate this menu, you can do so by using the singular button on the back of the Chromecast with Google TV. That button is used to both navigate and select options in this menu. A single press moves between the options on screen, while a 3-second long press selects the option which is highlighted in blue. If you do run into this error, the first thing we recommend attempting to do is a simple reboot using the try again option. To do that, simply press and hold the button for a second or so, and the Chromecast will quickly reboot. In many cases, this does solve any issues. If that doesn't work though, you'll have to perform a factory reset from this page. To do that, press the button once you get to the factory reset data option, highlighted in blue. From there, simply long press and select that option. From there, the Chromecast with Google TV will reset itself, wiping all data. After it boots back up, hopefully this time without the data corrupt message, you'll then need to set your Chromecast up again, completely from scratch. Luckily, most data will be saved to your Google account, which means you'll just need to log into and download some applications. And finally, if you're an NVIDIA Shield TV owner, another update is headed your way. Shield Experience Upgrade 8.2.2 brings support for PS5 and Xbox Series X and S controllers to the hardware. The 27th in a long line of software updates for Android TV-based NVIDIA Shield series brings support for these two new controllers. Specifically, those are the controllers that ship with the new PlayStation 5, as well as Microsoft's new Xbox Series X and Series S. To pair the controllers, you'll only need to follow a couple of steps. On the DualSense, just hold the PlayStation and Share Clip button until the light pulses blue. On Xbox Series S and X controllers, hold the pairing button until the Xbox button blinks. When connected, these controllers can be used with NVIDIA's own GeForce Now streaming service, as well as native Android games. Technically speaking, it should also work with Stadia if you have sideloaded the application. Beyond PS5 and Xbox Series X controller support, this NVIDIA Shield TV update also brings a few other tweaks. There's new integration of Control 4, a home automation system for other smart home gear. Now those systems can control Shield TVs with the Control 4 app and the remote being able to fully control the Shield TV and its installed applications. Finally, NVIDIA also notes that this update brings the December 2020 Android security patch, as well as a fix for 2019 Shield TV remotes using IR to control DNOn receivers. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? This is always a great way to help the podcast grow. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Drop me a message. I do always love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.